Did the government sell its stake in General Motors too soon?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in New York. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Back in November, the Treasury Department sold almost half its shares of General Motors for about $33 apiece. Today, shares of GM are going for $38. So this morning, the Congressional Oversight Panel that keeps an eye on the TARP bailouts, including the bailout of the auto industry, says the government sold too soon. Former Senator Ted Kaufman chairs the panel, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
So I thought it was supposed to be great news that the government was able to sell its shares in GM and let the auto industry go back to the private sector. What's the problem?
We're concerned about some of the things that's going on. One of them is that, it's hard for Treasury to make decisions. They have three different goals, which are save American jobs, keep their hands off of the companies that we own, but at the same time return taxpayers' money as soon as possible. And at times there have been conflicts between those three, and we just thought it would be better if they stated what their priorities were. And the final concern is the whole question of moral hazard, which we've raised before, the fact that we do not want companies around the United States to get the feeling that they can be too big to fail.
Do you think that they made a political calculation that they just didn't want to be seen running the auto companies?
You know, many times political is also the right decision. I think we just what we're concerned about is just what is the highest priority. Is the highest priority not running the auto business? Is the highest priority getting us out quickly? Or is the highest priority saving American jobs? All three of them are clearly priorities of the U.S. people and of the government.
All right. And finally, do you think that even if some money is lost on the auto side of the TARP, that maybe one of the other parts of the TARP will make up for that and we will end up breaking even?
Right now, the Congressional Budget Office sets it at a cost of $25 billion, although Secretary Geithner said he thought it was going to be lower than that. And most of the information says it may well be.
Former Senator Ted Kaufman, chair of the Congressional Oversight Panel, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Earnings season continues today when Intel reports its quarterly results. Analysts are waiting to find out how the computer chip maker is doing in the new world of tablet computers like the Apple iPad. Well, as corporate earnings roll in over the coming weeks, our economics correspondent, Chris Farrell, will be focusing special attention on the results of three companies to get a sense of how the recovery is progressing. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Jeremy.
So what are you going to be watching?
Top of my list, Qualcomm.
Uh-huh.
I bet that's not on the tip of your tongue, but it is
No.
a mobile technology giant. You know, Jeremy, we've talked about how I think this sort of mobile internet is going to be the driving force of our economy
mm-hmm.
and of job growth in 2011. So they're a pioneer, they're a major player in the cell phone industry, and they just spent a little over $3 billion to take a major presence in the Wi-Fi industry. So we got cell phone, we got Wi-Fi, we got mobile internet. I'm going to be following Qualcomm.
They cover all the bases. What else, Chris? What else are you going to be following?
Well, another company you probably haven't heard of, Fastenal.
I've never heard of that.
I love Fastenal. It's a almost $9 billion company, and they distribute nuts, bolts, and some 50,000 other industrial parts and tools, basically industrial fasteners. So if you want to know what's happening to industrial America, is industrial America feeling more confident, making some orders? See what's happening with Fastenal. In the third quarter of 2010, they said they saw a slowdown in their orders, toward the end of the year, but looking toward a good 2011. So watch them closely.
All right. So manufacturing, high tech. What's the third one?
Well, the third one, jobs, 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 which means I'm looking at Manpower, the giant temp agency. And by the way, the CEO of Manpower recently said that what they're starting to see is more temp jobs becoming permanent jobs. And I want to see a lot more of that in 2011.
All right. Chris Farrell, Marketplace Economics Correspondent. We'll be watching those. You'll be watching those. And we'll talk to you next time. Thanks.
Thanks a lot.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are up across most of Europe this morning. Asia is also higher. A foreclosure tracking firm said this morning that lenders will take back more homes this year than any year since the recession began. Realty Track says last year banks foreclosed on more than 1 million homes. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow jumped 83 points to close at 11,755.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Yellow Book 360, offering a spectrum of marketing tools for small businesses designed to go beyond yellow. More at yellowbook360.com. By the all-new Chevrolet Volt, available soon in select markets. Details at chevyvolt.com. The all-new Chevrolet Volt, it's more car than electric. and by Constant Contact Event Marketing, working to help small businesses and nonprofits make their events easier with event registration and marketing tools. ConstantContact.com.
The world's largest toy maker will be back in court today. Mattel, the maker of the Barbie doll, is in a battle with MGA Entertainment over the origin of that company's Bratz dolls. Mattel claims it is the rightful owner of those sassy little dolls with big eyes. Marketplace's Jennifer Collins has more now from Los Angeles.
Back in 2008, a judge ruled Bratz dolls should belong to Mattel. But last year, an appeals court reversed the ruling. And in a flash, the Bratz were back on the shelves. Toy analyst Sean McGowan says the thing is, the dolls don't spark that much passion among their young consumers anymore.
Well, that's the irony, I think, is whoever winds up winning may wind up winning something that isn't really worth fighting over anymore.
McGowan says Bratz aren't earning even half of what they once made in the face of competition from other dolls, including Barbie. In the latest court battle, Mattel says MGA stole its trade secrets. MGA says Mattel employees disguise themselves to sneak into its showrooms. Ira Winkler is a corporate espionage expert.
It's really hard to say what's going to happen in this case. The only certainty you have is that the lawyers are making a lot of money in this case.
MGA says its legal fees alone are more than $150 million. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
Well, if you can't get a job in the doll-making business right now, here's another one for you. The Discovery Channel is looking for a chief shark officer to swim with sharks during Shark Week. Here are the official job requirements. You must enjoy exotic waterfront locations. Sounds pretty good. And you must look delicious in a wetsuit. Benefits include, quote, lots and lots of insurance. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. On Twitter, at Jeremy Hobson. And this is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
It used to be easy to buy a house in this country. Way too easy. No money down, no income verification.
Nobody forces me to buy a Ferrari. I can't afford it. If you lower the bar at the Ferrari dealership to the point where I qualify, look out.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, a look back and a look forward at the American housing market, a co-production with Los Angeles public television station KCET. That's next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.